Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, One Kid, 20 to 7, Wednesday morning on East Coast Breakfast. And so, Shoma Josie had a fabulous evening at the Sabres. She won an award. She dropped her new music video. But both of the sentiments... you know what? According to that voice note earlier, yes, you're absolutely right. You can sing about it and you can make it your art. But to diss your ex at an award ceremony when you're accepting an award, that seems to have stooped.
It's like
hasn't done that.
It's like when you go, yeah. I'm fine. You're not fine.
That's the bit that we ask. I mean, we love Shoma Josie and we love her music. I just thought accepting your award is not a time to say, you know, look at me now, ex.
Yeah.
You
know?
Sky, have you never stooped like this?
Yeah, so guys...
Sky, what have you done?
What did you do?
Woo!
Yeah. But it's a couple of years back.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
It was another life.
It was another life.
Yeah.
You know,
new year, new me. So basically, I broke up with her and she was still keen to get back together with me. So, and I don't even know why I did it because she didn't like... do stuff like she didn't do this kind of stuff.
So
like,
she never broke up with you. Yeah, broke up with her.
Yeah, but she was still keen. So I WhatsApped her and I said, listen, maybe we can sort things out. Let's go out for dinner. And she was pumped. I said, you pick the restaurant and all that kind of stuff. And she did. And basically, long story short, when it was time to pay, or just before, you know that period after you've eaten, you've had your dessert, you've had everything, and then you start chatting.
Yeah,
I left the table and said, I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah. And then you just kept on walking.
And I didn't come back.
No,
you didn't.
I didn't come back. And the thing is, I knew I was going to do this from the beginning. So, I mean, I never ordered starters. I had starters that night. I think I had prawns and some whatever.
I cannot shake my head anymore. Right now.
If I'm having some beers or gin, I don't eat dessert.
Yeah.
That night I did
dessert,
just to add up to the bill.
I hope you got a sore stomach.
I didn't. I actually had rugby practice the next morning. I was great. I think the bill was like, I think it was like 900, 800 rand. I've never seen the bill till today. Because as I walked out, got into my car, blocked her on WhatsApp, blocked her on everything.
But you broke up with her.
I don't like that story at all. I'm sorry.
Listen, Kerry. We're not here to judge. We're not here to judge. Oh. We have all stooped really, really low to get back at the person that caused us a little bit of heartache, the person that, didn't love us.
Continue. Do you have anything to say here, Darren?
Can I read a tweet?
Yes, please.
Yes. Someone who's another Sky Shabalala. Yeah. At Lelo Jello 87. My ex cheated on me. He's a twin. So I got back at him by hooking up with the brother and recording the whole thing.
Wait.
Full Kim Kardashian.
Wait. I sent him the video on their birthday. Hashtag family values.
Guys, that's shocking.
Lelo Jello. Damn. All right. It seems like this is not an oddity. Shoma Josie's not alone with this one. What have you done to get back at your ex?
Well, it wasn't me who did this,
but
it was an ex of mine who created a fake Tinder profile with a girl that I know of that she thought I was together with, put the girl's phone number in the Tinder profile, and wrote to the Tinder profile, send me pics. And the girl got a whole lot of phone calls from random guys from all over the country.
This is wrong, man.
What pics was it?
Pics.
Personal pics.
Yeah, personal pics of your pets.
For short, we call them pick pics.
Yeah.
Pick pics.
Yeah.
Wow.
Super pics.
All right.
On the line this morning from Kwamashu Mbali. Good morning.
Morning, Mbali.
Morning, guys.
Oh, I'm already scared. It's Mbali.
Mbali, what? What happened? What happened in Mbali?
So, my boyfriend owed me 500 rand.
Uh-huh.
And then we broke up. After we broke up, I took a policeman to his place of work. And then they referred us to HR. And then HR and HR lied and said it's owing me 1.5.
Oh, my word.
Oh,
yes,
you made him pay back three times as much.
Yes.
Well done, actually.
Thank you. I'm proud of it.
Oh.
I came back.
Okay. Mbali, you don't feel that it was a little bit petty? It's your ex. Let's move on with life.
It was the thing. I got the reward.
You made a profit, my darling.
You made 200% profit.
Yes, he gave it to me.
Sheesh. Well done, Mpali.
Are you okay now? You feel? Do you still see him at all?
Yes, he came back. We dated for a year and then we broke up.
Okay.
It didn't work.
Well, we should keep him Mbali's number if anyone owes you money.
Yeah.
Give him Mbali a call.
Mbali will get that money back.
That times three.
Thank you, Mbali. Well, listen, it seems like this is not an oddity. This Shoma Josie is a bit of a thing. So let's keep this conversation going on Twitter. If you can keep it in under 280 characters. What did you do? Come tell the truth. I'll open up on Twitter as well. What did you do to get back at your ex? When you post that story on Twitter, use the hashtag ECRBreakfast. East Coast Breakfast.